This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam on Campus FM.
Good afternoon.
We're all smiles today, aren't we?
Yes, it's a yellow sky, and it's such interesting, full of sand from Sahara Desert. But it's very colorful. All the buildings look very bright, and I feel like it's like in a movie.
It's true. Well, I have to ask this to our listeners. Are you feeling inundated by thoughts that are overwhelming you? Do you feel hopeless, worried, can't keep up with your deadlines? Your mind is feeling a bit foggy, you can't think clearly. So this is the right program for you, as today we are going to talk about a mental detox. Dr. Lydia, science teaches us that toxins are not only in the air that we breathe or in the food that we eat, but also in the mental environment that surrounds us.
Very much correct, Margaret. It's we're living in an informational field, and this informational field is interrupted with our mind very much. So we are born in a family with a particular approach towards life. Some families are happy, some families are very unhappy. Some families have harmonious relationships where parents are smiling towards each other and respectful towards each other. Some family is very disrespectful, and the environment for children is very tense. And actually, this is imprinted from our early age. It's imprinted in our mind, and then it's manifested in our life. But it doesn't mean we have no cure to detoxify our mind. It is a particular techniques. You can call them psychological or psychotherapeutic techniques or mind management techniques, which can delete the programs what we collected from our early childhood, and even deeper, we collected from the moment of our conception. Because in our culture, we're counting our life from the moment of birth. But in reality, we begin from the moment of our conceptions. We are growing inside of our mothers. We are breathing. We are eating through the mother's body. And we're also getting the mood and the life attitude compared to our mother's state. So if our moms pregnancy is happy, satisfied, in a good environment. She is laughing a lot. She is watching nice films, or listening to music, or reading the books, or she have a nice conversation, especially with the father. The voices of mother and father is coming baby inside, and the baby is later on, just by listening to mother's voice and father's voice, we'll feel very secured, we'll feel very comfortable, we'll not cry much. So if children in early age are crying too much, it means already some pollutions are there of the mind. So the other story is the sound pollution, because we're living in the world with a harmonious sound and inharmonious sound. Like what? Like the industrial sounds have tones and overtones, frequencies which are not in resonance with our mind state, with our brain state. So we passing through the stress. It's a real physical stress even in our brain when the tractor is drilling the wall in our area where we live. Or the hunters are bombarding early in the morning the air. Or somebody is in a very loud music passing near our flat or near us.
Contaminating our air.
contaminating. So I'm far from the judgment, but the sound is not in harmony with our brain and our mind state. So it's disturbing us. It's actually when we are very small, children can be wake up by that sounds, and they can experience some fears, some stress, some shock, even shock, sound shock, by that frequencies. So this all disturbing the mind and later on imprinting in our life attitude.
There is a lot of noise pollution around us, and lots of us don't even realize that they're there and that they can be of detriment to our health.
True, that's right. We're not seriously taking that for our understanding, but that is wrong approach, because unconsciously we know the best sound for us. This is why people like the sound of the sea. They're going to the sea, they're listening to the sea, or they like some nice music. Now you can find a lot of relaxing music, or just sound, special sound of nature, the rain, the wind, the drops of water, even the birds. I know in Malta, very popular, people are listening to the birds. They have cages inside of the house, and they like this lovely sound. So people, like, unconsciously, they understand it. They attune for the voice. Sometimes they're saying to the other people, "You have a lovely voice. I would love to listen to you. I feel very relaxed and sleepy." And some voices of people are very disturbed, and they're very sharp for our ears. So we're not always in tune, and we're saying, "So it's better if this person will just shut up." Some of our radio and TV programs, media, also tune to our ears. So some diktors have a very lovely voice and pleasant for our ears. Some diktors have a very unpleasant voice. So this all create the big value. Some educators in the school, even the teachers, can be not in synchronicity with these frequencies, and some children cannot even receive the knowledge because the voice of the teacher is not good for the ears of these children, so they feel resistance automatically. This is all connected.
Now, lots of us maybe, or let's say some of us, let's be a bit more optimistic here. Maybe we are on the brink of a burnout and we don't realize. What are the signs?
Yes, the signs quite a lot. As I said, from our birth moment, we're surrounded by different triggers. And these triggers are implanted in our mind and becoming to be the parasites of our mind. Like, for example, the negative attitude towards something, like always sarcastic or always criticized. I have quite experience with many people who were saying from their childhood, the parents was always telling, "You are good for nothing." And they was giving this imprint with the good ideas. They were thinking, like, children will feel more, will be more motivated to be better. But in contrary, it have opposite reaction. So people feel hopeless. It's not motivation. So you are good for nothing.
Terrible.
So it's lowering the self-esteem and discouraging to do anything, because what can I do if I'm good for nothing? So to remove this from the mind, it is a psychotherapeutic technique. Very good to use meditation. And even if you want to do it independently, from your early morning, before you even opening your eyes, feel positive about your new day, and tell yourself, like, hello Margaret, or hello Lydia, or hello Chris, hello John, it is a new day, giving to you to be successful, to be happy, to be very bright, to receive new opportunities in your life. So it motivates you. If you just will mention success, opportunity, brightness, happiness, this word already have a vibe which attuning your mind to receive this during your day. Even a small luck, a small situation can bring you positive feelings, and it will grow, you will collect it. This mindfulness can bring a new quality of life.
And to see the positive in your day, not only the negative.
Definitely, because if our mind is tuned to be negative, we think only negative things.
And we will attract negativity.
Definitely, definitely. Our car accidents, our arguments during the day, it's not a coincidence, because our mind have the quality to attract the situation. We have a magnificent mind. So, and the key of it, the word. Yes, for example, in the sacred books you're reading, in the beginning was the word. And the word, it's vibrations, it's a frequencies. So we attract the same vibrational frequencies which we are using in our daily life, or we are thinking all the time. If we are thinking all the time, I'm good for nothing, with the word of our mother, father, or someone else, some educator, so definitely we will find the proof.
Live to that expectation.
Definitely.
True. And having mentioned the word expectation, are we in for a disappointment if we tend to have such high expectations of ourselves and of others?
Well, we're living in a time when in our Western society our being is very competitive, especially in countries of islanders, where the space is small, the social space is also limited. We begin to believe everything is limited. Love is limited. Resources are limited. Success is limited. Appreciation or acknowledgement is limited. So we're developing this attitude, and it's becoming to be the karma of the culture. As you know, in the big families with a lot of children, especially if parents have this competitive attitude, they're creating this type of environment between the children, brothers, sisters, when everyone trying to be better than the others. And it's very unhealthy, because it's creating unfriendliness. It's breaking the bonds between the family members. And so instead of to be happy for the success of the others and to support each other, people creating a lot of obstacles. And it makes us unhappy. And then people feel lonely. They feel untrustful. So this is all the mind horror, our shade, which can be changed. And we can rearrange things, and we can stop and think and ask ourselves, what I am looking for? Is it really limited love, life, and resources? Is they really limited? It is a place for everyone to be appreciated and acknowledged. Okay, not everyone can be on the cover of the magazine, or not everyone can speak in the radio, like, or to be on TV, or to have a high position, but everyone can be appreciated where we are. The first step is to appreciate yourself, just your being, not your doing, but your being. So people who understand it, if young parents understood it, they can create a beautiful microclimate inside of the family, and the children, instead of competitive, they can be collaborative, and the integrity of the family, the dynamic of the family can go better. So children like that can be more healthy, more successful in the school, because they do not need to fight. Of course, someone is good for the math, and someone is good for the drama, someone is good for the painting, someone is good just by looking for this person, it's enough. So if we can appreciate who we are, this is the root of the positive thinking, to appreciate who you are, where you are in this moment, without anything else. So the nature, the God, divine, create us naked. So if we will put our labeled clothes, it's what makes us happier and more important. If we have extra diplomas or certificate, it will not make us better, because we're already perfect. So if we can recognize it and we can start every day with that positive thinking, it's enough. And it's also bringing extra energy, so you can be more successful even with the certifications, with the graduation, etc., if you're doing it not out of competition, but out of your interest, out of your intellect, out of your wish, desires, dreams. So it's more calm, you're not losing the health. As you know, or maybe not, Margaret, the statistics show the people after graduation have a high level of stress and a lot of problems with the health, like with digestive system, because digestive system is spoiled with the wrong food. It's not enough time to chew properly, to eat properly. Many people suffering with psychological breakdown. Yes, sometimes people going into the psychologist, psychotherapist, and telling them, you know, I just graduated, so I have my breakdown. So why should our graduation be our breakdown? And our life, what we are looking for, what we're running for, to take the place under the sun, but we already have this place. So we don't need to push each other, because we already, the place is already prepared for us. So like this, we can just be easy with each other and to help, to support each other.
Now, a lot of experts tell us to exercise and rest, to plan our day and carry out the most important tasks first. Reward ourselves when we have achieved something. Commit ourselves to finish what we start. What are your comments regarding this advice?
I would love to mention the stress really is food, because not everyone understood. In a stressful situation like a study, intensive study, or graduation, or taking care about children, small children, or taking care about sick people or old people, we're passing through these difficulties when we need support from the nutrients. And I would love to mention some stress release food. Most probably not everyone understand. Our thinking very much related to the food what we're eating. Because some food producing certain substances which is important for our nervous system, our brain tissues, our blood circulation. So I would love to mention these green leaves, what always I mention about it. So it's, somebody already told me it's green Lydia, green Dr. Lydia. So broccoli, cabbage, all leafy greens have this alkalizing effect, full of antioxidants. It's refreshing our brain. It's sharpening our mind. And I'm really suggesting to have at least in a stressful period of life, leafy green smoothies with any fruits you like. I will suggest also this food because it's high with the calcium, which is important for our nervous system. To reduce the neurosis, neurotic state, this shaky state of our nervous system, we need also fiber, and we need whole grains. Whole grains, you can mention like buckwheat, millet, quinoa, spelt, everything would have a whole grain status. This type of food full of vitamin B. As you know, many nutritionists now recommend it, B-complex. But B-complex in a refined state have only 5 to 7% of absorption in our body. So it's better to have a food with B-complex, which I mentioned, it's a grain. Very important product, chocolate. And as you know, it is a chocoholic, we have a chocoholic civilization. So it's big business and a very successful business, because everyone know if I will eat the piece of chocolate, I will feel better. What it is coming from? Chocolate have a high level of antioxidants. Chocolate have the substances what is producing, stimulating the production of serotonin. Serotonin is the substance which is creating our mood. So, good mood. But we do not understand, together with the chocolate, the food industry is mixing the sugar, the some additives, some flavor that is not natural. I will suggest to have sugar-free chocolate with xylitol and dark chocolate, not dairy chocolate. Dairy chocolate I will not recommend, because dairy makes you bloated, dairy makes you feel lethargic, and it's have an opposite effect. Xylitol, stevia, agave syrup, maple syrup. This is the ingredients, what the natural sweetener. And xylitol in particular made from the bird's tree juice. So it's natural sugar and oligosaccharide, essential sugar. Highly recommended. It's improving even the dental state of our mouth. Very important ingredients, another one, the almond. Why? Because almond full of vitamin B2, riboflavin, vitamin E, magnesium, zincum, which are satisfying our nervous system. It's also stimulating the production of serotonin. And zinc in particular is a good fighter for the negative post-stress condition. The other ingredients I will suggest is the omega-3. Very good product for omega-3 is not only the fish oil, because I'm more into the vegetarian food. Plant-oriented omega-3 source is flax oil. It's very clean, very effective. It's a high percentage, and it's important for our nervous system. The other product is the seaweed, full of zincum and iodine. Iodine is important for our endocrine system, particularly the thyroidal gland. And our thyroidal gland is another organ which creates our mood, our state of mind, even the state of consciousness. Another food, maybe it's unexpected for to think it's a food for our mind, is the celery. Just a simple celery. If you will eat it on a regular daily basis, you will feel it's affected your mood. It's need to eat it raw, and particularly the celery sticks, celery stem, is very beneficial. You can use the juices, or just use it together with the fiber, which will clean your intestine. A very important point of all this product, raw product, they have a very good quality of the fiber, which is cleaning the intestine and reducing the toxicity. So when the body is detoxed, the mind is much more clear and the mood is higher. So the other ingredient is a green tea. First of all, even to drink green tea, it's a relaxing ritual. And secondly, it's reducing the level of acidity, which affects our mind. So the last product I would love to mention is a group of products which have an orange color. Orange color product like carrot, like pumpkin, like oranges, contain beta-carotene and vitamin A, which is improving the condition of the brain vessels and have an antioxidant property. I will suggest to have one or two carrots daily, but in the morning, because it is a different phase of the day when we can absorb particular product. So the carrot, the best time for carrot is the morning.
Raw. And always raw, of course.
Of course, yes. Raw. But if you will mix it together with some drop of oil or yogurt, plain yogurt, so like this you can feel yourself with the good ingredients, then you can go to study, to live your day, and you will feel the difference.
Dr. Lydia, I have two more questions for you, if we manage to fit them in 2 minutes. One of it is, How do we cleanse our deceptive, negative, and destructive thoughts?
As I mentioned before, it is the techniques, and some of them, holotropic breathing, rebirthing, very intensive techniques, mind management techniques. Meditation, it's essential. Now meditation is really like a part of our being. I know a lot of American business corporations now using daily meditation as a part of office work. So they have a break every couple of hours for 5 minutes meditation. So the other way is to read more, to surround yourself, to find the environment where you're surrounded by, with the good people, with the nice sounds, with the good smells, and that is the way.
So the best thing is to ignore those thoughts?
The best way is not to fight with that, but to drop them and to focus your mind on the positive thinking.
Distract yourself, like?
Yes, swing yourself, because we have a willpower, and our willpower can focus our mind when we decide.
And my last question, our minds are so addicted to stimulation that when the time comes to lay our heads down to sleep, we frequently find ourselves difficult to stop processing thoughts, and we can't stop the running commentary in our heads. What would you advise us to do?
As I mentioned before, meditation, before you're going to sleep, at least for 5 minutes. Then you can use just your number, choose from 1 to 9 number, and develop this method for yourself. Just repeat your number in your mind slowly. The other technique is mudra. You can, it's a gesture of your hands. You can connect your thumb and your third and fourth finger together, and stay in your bed just in these gestures. You will feel it will slip you into your dreams easier. The last spot is sodium bicarbonate. You can have a half of a teaspoon in a glass of hot water and then drink it before you're going to sleep.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. I know that in our last program we told our listeners that this program was supposed to be about alkalizing the body, but we promise you that our next program is going to be just right about that, alkalizing your body. Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia.
My pleasure.
If you have any questions to ask us, then send an email to campusfm@um.edu.mt. You can listen to the program Sukhiyam at your own convenience if you visit our website, www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com. Click on webcasts and then click on Sukhiyam. Until we meet again for our next program, Sukhiyam, this is Margaret Arjus, who'd like to leave you with this thought. Drag your thoughts away from your troubles by the ears, by the heels, or any other way. You can manage it.